says, well, you won't get one on you. He said, you won't get one of them. So she walked out on the porch, front porch, and she could see them down there. Oh, they're just having the biggest time talking one another. These turkeys weird, you know, feeding on them grasshoppers. Well, I lit out down there, and I had to cross the fence and crawl alongside the fence, the opposite side of the fence, to get in shooting range of them turkeys, you know. And, well, something, I guess one of them saw me. And they let off, old mother turkey let out, crossed to the fence, over the fence. That was a woven wire fence then. And got over in the other man's field, right, where I was at, but on that side of the fence, but there was a slope of woods and between me and the turkeys on that side of the fence. So I got over there, and they began to flying, some of them was flying, some of them running just as hard as they could run. It was about 32 head in that drove. And they got over in the other side of the field. There's a corn field. And an awful lot of grasshoppers in there. So they began feeding on them grasshopper and talking to one another. They kind of got scattered out and moving around, moving, changing places. So I got over there. Well, then they began the big way talking, and I crawled on the other side of the fence then, over the fence, and run along this road to where they had been. And then I crawled over the fence, and there's a little strip of weeds between the line fence and where the turkeys was at, this cornfield. So I lay down, crawled through these weeds until I got to the cornfield, and then I could see these turkeys once in a while. They was trying to get back together, you know, the whole bunch. So, well, I got where I and ran in shooting range of them. I had a pocket full of shells then. I got in that box of shells, and of course both barrels was loaded. I pulled the hammer back and I took aim on where I saw opening in this corn, where I saw some of the other paste, you know, and I aimed right on this spot when the next one passed about that. I'd pull down on him, you know. So here they come, great big rascals, and grown. There's part of them was full grown, the other's about two-thirds of the way grown, 15 of each. And so, well, I pulled down and broke his wing. I cut one leg off up above his above his hock, what I call hock joint, and broke his neck. I was right on the side of the creek, great big creek. It's dry, of course, and knocked him right off in the creek. Well, I knew I'd killed him, and so went and I jerked the other hammer back right quick. And here they come over my head, flying. They scared them, and they're trying to get to the old hen and the younger one, get together.